Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. March 17th, or M17 as the Twitter hash reads, marks the six-month anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. In a fitting tribute to this occasion, about 600 protesters attempted to reclaim Liberty Square or Zuccotti Park last night. They were brutally beaten by the New York City Police Department. Not only were the activists brutally beaten, but many journalists were also beaten. Following is a narrative of a police force out of control, put together by bloggers David Harewood Kirshen and Ben Dernberg. From BBC reporter Gregory Ballast, our photographer Z.D. Roberts is beaten at OWS Zuccotti Park by cops, thrown to ground, hair grabbed, hit with clubs while yelling, "I'm press, I'm press." Ballast's photographer Zach Roberts fell down, got trampled by six people on top of me, cop hit me on my head with baton, pulled hair, hit me again on back, was yelling press the whole time. The Guardian's Ryan Devereaux, as I tried to cross the street, an officer who punched my colleague on D-17 tried to stop me. I showed him my pass. "I don't care," he said. Freelance reporter Laurie Penny, cops attacking people with barricades, was pushed to ground in my breast, grabbed by an NYPD cop. Bit hurt, but I'm okay. New York Daily News beat reporter Chiara Trapasso, police are out of control, shoving protesters and reporters to the ground, hurt my leg in the scuffle. Freelance reporter Michael Tracy, as I was taking a photo in the park, one officer struck me in the shoulder. Freelance journalist Dustin Slaughter, I was just grabbed by the NYPD and pulled to Broadway. Cops are ordering all press out of the park as they move in. A woman who was dragged by her hair from Zuccotti Park later went into convulsions and had to be hospitalized. Jason Jerkis of the Huffington Post, so police clear Zuccotti Park without clear pretext, probable cause, and deny press access. Nothing has changed. Since the mainstream media has seen it fit to disregard almost all coverage of this violent suppression, this is a kind of hidden history of the Occupy movement as it begins its spring actions. Stay tuned for more. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.